I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
Kevin, Katie, and Ray.
I hope you don't think I am herpes.
The Wake Up Call.
Oh, I have a story for you guys.
Okay.
But I have to ask Wake Up Call listeners their input on this first. 766-1065. Have you ever keyed someone's car? And after you did... did you feel better? Were you satisfied? Now, you could be anonymous if you want. 766-1065. I genuinely want to hear some input on this because of what I saw.
Okay.
The other day, I was in Midtown. It was in a parking lot. I got out of the car. And there was a kind of like a bigger car next to me, like a Tahoe or something. I don't remember what it was. But because it was higher up, it was definitely in my line of sight. Someone had keyed F-dash-dash-dash.
Okay, so the whole word.
You... into the side of the car. It was clearly keyed in very big letters.
Wow.
Man. I don't know. I mean, obviously couldn't tell how fresh it was, but obviously they had not done anything with it to cover it up.
How much would it cost? Do you have to get your whole car painted or just the door?
Not the whole car. I don't know. I don't know how you... I know you can buff it out and then you paint over it, but do
That's
you know?
That's got to be at least a couple $100s.
I mean, it was on, you know, it was a four car... you know,
four-door car,
but it was taking up all of one door and all of another door.
Oh, God.
So, like, if you're going to repair that, you're going to have to do both doors. So that's why I wanted to ask Wake Up Call listeners,
yeah.
Have you ever keyed someone's car? And what I genuinely want to know, were you satisfied or how did that make you feel afterwards? 766-1065. Anna, good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
What did you want to say? Have you ever keyed someone's car?
Yes.
You did.
Yes, I did. Okay, I was in high school and my boyfriend cheated on me, so I keyed the word slut into the girl's card that he cheated on me with.
You keyed the word slut?
Yes. And then I found out later that that was the wrong car.
No.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh.
And I've felt so awful about it since then. I really have. I mean, yes,
okay.
I did that.
Well, I'm glad you feel awful.
Question. Did you only feel awful because it was the wrong car?
Oh, good question.
Like, if it was the right car, would you have not felt awful?
I think so. I think I would have not felt awful if I knew it was a girl's car. But she was a slut.
It's. I got to tell you.
I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
There's a good chance that it was a car owned by a man. And if somebody keyed the word slut into the side of my car, I think I would still drive it around.
Of course.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anna.
How did you find out that it was the wrong car?
Because I saw her in her car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And then I was like, okay.
I mean, well, did she look slutty?
Stop. I don't like the fact that your boyfriend... okay, I don't like any of this. But also, I don't like... your boyfriend was the one that cheated on you, and you went after the girl. I'm just saying.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Mm. Well,
no,
she was in high school.
I know.
And yes. Yeah.
That's a very high school thing to do.
I know.
It was the age.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, 766-1065. Now, by the way, we're not advocating you do this.
Hell no.
Please do not do this. This is a crime.
Yeah.
Don't commit a crime. But I'm sure it has happened, so we want to get input on it. 766-1065. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever keyed someone's car?
I have not. I have not. But I feel like keying a guy's car, keying primarily a guy's car is a really good way to really hurt him.
To hurt him?
Because it's their prized possession. It's like their baby, you know?
What?
So you're going really for the gut.
I have never had a car that has been my prized possession.
I mean, I definitely would say that is a stereotype.
If you're dating a guy whose car is his prized possession, you're dating the wrong guy.
Right.
Probably. Are you sure you've never keyed someone's car? Because you seem like a big advocate for it.
I personally have not. I do, you know, I know it's wrong. I get it. I'm not saying women should. But if you have to get to a guy, I feel like that's definitely a way you can do it.
I don't think that there's ever a reason. You shouldn't try to get at anybody, though, don't you think? Like, if somebody that you're in a relationship with...
In a perfect world, yeah.
No.
But some people really hurt you.
Okay, some people do hurt you. Everybody's been hurt.
You could confront them. That might be, I don't know, there's just a, keying a car seems sweet. Like it's such a wussy way of confronting somebody, because you're not confronting anybody.
Well,
you
I,
know?
Feel like, I feel like it's usually done more women to men.
Well, I feel like that's true, too.
And so...
I mean, could you imagine if a guy did it to a girl's car? That just feels...
Makes him a bitch.
I mean, yeah, I don't know, it just seems like I would rather have somebody confront me than have somebody do something where I don't get to see it happen. I don't get to interact with it, you know?
Well, of course. Sure. And, like, if somebody confronts you, you're not spending hundreds of dollars to fix it.
It depends on the therapy.
Unless it's therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they break you.
Right. If they key your soul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.